would have just said something here by Asher Mitzorah, I would be able to learn out other Hashemas from here. Because what it says over here, I can learn out other Kabbonas from it. I just can't learn out this from other Kabbonas. Then very good, we have Likuva. Then you need it two places, Legufe. You need one place to teach us by a regular carbon osher with lemitzvah, it has to have a shechita b'tzofen. And you need a special place to teach us that by an osher mitzvah also, lechetchila, you have to have a shechita b'tzofen. But still, you would not know likuva. Gemara says, kiva, the hadre, no, that's a smara. Since it's put back, it's put back for the limudim. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. We'll start over again. This last Gemara. You are holding daf mem test on the base on top. Again, the shana was avam mekola gomim inei so shaper. Then it's very good. Rashi says midi d'loy chidish bayit loyim shchita tzofen. He have exibu bayit lehev exibu b'shara shomois gam uloy shara shomos b'nei. In other words, this chidish that says by the osher metzora that it needs tzofen, so we can learn out other hashamas from here. So therefore, that's why we have a second time. To say that an Oshram needs Shchita B'tzofen, therefore it's Likuva. Like it says once here by Oshram Mitzayra, and it says of the other Hashemites also. So if you hold, you could have learned out other Hashemites from the Oshram Mitzayra, then it's a question, why do we need an extra time, a second time to say the Shchita has to be done B'tzofen? It must mean Likuva. But Rabbi the Gemara says, Yisraelim, if you hold, Tlehevi Gomim Miklolai, Tlehevi Gomim Minei, no, the dogger yotze min haklal to nidin ha'chidish boy, like we just said about this osher mitzvah. It went out of the klal of regular osher to say that needs the bohemus yad and bohemus regal. See, if you might tell me now that you cannot learn out from it to other places and not other places from it, if so, hay legufi yitzrach. So again, we do not have like two psukim to say an osher needs a shchit of itself on, but in reality you need one pasuk badafka for an osher mitzvah. Because you will not learn it out from the other Hashemites, and you also need a pasuk by the other Hashemites, because the other Hashemites also you will not learn out from an Osher Mitzvah. How do we know it's Likuva? How do we know that by Korban Osherim the Shechit is Likuva? So Gemara answers over here, it's different, I tell you. Kivan the Hadre Hadre. Since the pasuk says now that this Osher Mitzvah is Kechatis, the Torah put it back like a regular Korban. So therefore now this Osher Mitzvah, even though it went out for Dovra Chodesh, but since the Torah put it back, now it's like a regular Korban Osher. So therefore the Maisi could learn out one from the other. So in fact we have the two times the Chiddush that an Osher needs a Shechita B'tzofen, that's how we know it's Likuva. Oh, Malay Mazut Rabrei D'Rav Mo'el Ravina. Eima, why don't I say, Ki Yehadzirei K'ro L'Gabi Matan Demu V'Yemurim T'Boi Kuma. Maybe the Pesach only said that this Osher Mitzvah is like all other kabbonis, only for the halachas of matan damim, that you have to make a zrika sadam or the mizbeach, and you have to burn the emurim. These things, the boy kuna, you need a kind to do these things. Avashchitah le boy kuna, mashenki and the avoda of shchita, that's kosher even bizarre, maybe then you boy tzofen, maybe then you do not have to have tzofen. So again, the question is, how do we know that this osher mitzvah, it's extra to say it needs tzofen? Maybe this I will not learn out from the other kabbonis. So each one says its own chiddush, but they're not two extra ones. Smor says no. In kain of so, name makro ki kechatis hu. My kechatis oshem. What does it mean to say that this korban is like a regular chatis oshem? Means kishar hashomus yia. Mashma this oshem with tzara. Now the Torah puts it back. It has the same halacha like all other hashomus. So it comes out now. It says twice by korban oshem that you have to have a shechita b'tzofen. Therefore, it's good, I know it's likuva. The other one was the question, lomuli lakshusha lechatis, lomuli lakshu liyola. How come this korban has to have a hekish, both to a korban chatis and to a korban oyla? In other words, by the aroch of shechita, one pasuk says, amokum mashi yishchot es hechatis v'yes oyla, yishchot es oshem. So why is the pasuk that says by shechita, it's daima to a chatis and to an oyla? So Ravina says, Itzrach, yes, we need it. Iyakshel Echatis, the Torah would have just said that this Osher Mitzvah was Deimot HaKorban Echatis. V'lo Yakshel, and it's not Deimot HaKorban Echatis, though. Then have, I would have thought to say, Chatis Mechel Lomda, where do we learn out HaKorban Echatis? Need Shechita B'Tzofen, Meyoylo. They say, I would have thought to say, Dovra Lama Behekish, Chayzim Lama Behekish. Like, you can't learn out then back to a carbon, this Oshem. Because even by Chattis, we only know it's from a Hekish to a carbon Eilo. So there'll be a problem, I cannot learn out carbon Oshem, etc., from a Chattis, from a carbon Eilo. By Kotchum, we don't say it, learn out, or Dovra Lama Behekish, cannot be Chayzim Lama Behekish. So therefore, the Pesach has to say no, that this Oshem, etc., is left like a carbon Eilo, meaning you can learn it out directly from a carbon Eilo. Just like a carbon Eilo, there, the Torah says clearly that the Shechita has to be done with Sofin, who are done by this Oshem material, also it's like it says it has to be done with Sofin. Oh, Malay Mazutra, Avrei Derav Mori, the Ravina, except Ravina, the Nikshel Eilo, Vle Nikshel Chattis, who would have been enough just to make the Ektish to a carbon Eilo and not to a carbon Chattis? What is the point that you have to say this Oshem material was done to both of them? It's worse like this, because otherwise, how do you mean I would have thought to say that Dovra Lamed Behekish, Chayzim Lamed Behekish? I would have thought to say that even by Kodshim, yes, something that's learned out with the Hekish, you could learn it out to something else with the Hekish. That's what I would have thought. So now the Torah has to say here that this Korban Oshim is Hukish to both, to learn and to Achatis, why both to teach us? That if it wouldn't have been Hukish, I would have said just from Achatis is not enough. Because Chattis itself is also only learned out from Hekish. So I learned out the Yisoid that Dovra Lamed Behekish is Eino Chayzim Lamed Behekish. That's what the Torah has to say here, that this Oshem Mitzrayim was done with the both. Like Mamish to teach us this Yisoid. The Chit Temer maybe will say, Nikesh Akush LeChattis, let's only make a Hekish to Chattis. Like what do you have to have the Hekish to oil altogether for? Just make Hekish to Chattis? Someone says, no, Nichalei Demakish Leli Iker. We'd rather make the Hekish to the Iker Mokom, we learn out Sofim by Olam, to learn Makish on the Tafel. And not to be Makish to a Chattis, it was only a Tafel. Lohochi Dif, so we lose extra. Like once we have the Hekish to a Korban Olam, what is the Pesach have to say that this Korban Oshem is also going with the Korban Chattis? Is Lohochi Akshon the Chattis, the Yakshon the Olam. The reason why the Torah here says this Oshem Mitzray is going with the both to a Chattis and to an Olam, the name of the teacher is this Yisoid, that Dovra Lamed Behekish, She'ena Chayzim Lamed Behekish, that you should know, if not for the fact that the Torah says it by both here, I would not be able to learn out, because that's the Yisoid, something by Kodshim, that you only know it's through Hekish, you have no right to be Chayzim Lamed Behekish. Rav Omar Rav, it says, Mihocha, this is the place where I learn out that an Oshem is Likuba, that the Shechita has to be done with Sofin. The Sivit says, Kasha Yura Mishor Zerva Chashlamin. The Yura Rashi says, Bemurei Par Koin Mashiach Siv. He says, when the par of the Koin Godel, when he brings his special par, what do you do with the Imurim? How do you burn the Imurim? So it says the same way you burn the Imurim of a Koin Shlamin. So what are we learning out? What are they teaching us over here? What limud are we learning out from a Koin Shlamin back to the par that a Koin Godel brings in his head? Ilu yoseres hakovid for the extra legs by the liver, or shtei akhlois and the two kidneys, but gufik siv, it says it by the parsha itself, that these are the imurim that has to be burnt. So what's the extra pasuk here for? Samra popo mishum deboi yagmurei yoseres hakovid, or shtei akhlois, mipar helam dover. Let's go, excuse me, when Rav says na mihocho, he's teaching us this is the place we've learned after you say by kochim, that you do not learn out a Dovra Lamed Behekish could be Chayzim Lamed Behekish. Rabbi says, this Yisoid we know from these psukim here. And the Pesach says extra again, Kasha Yura Mishor Zerva Hashlamim. So it comes to teach us extra, there's the Yoseres HaKovid, there's the Murim, by the Par Kray Mashiach. So the Prophet says, Mishum Debo Yag Murei Yoseres HaKovid, Oshtei HaKloyis Mipar Helam Dovor, Shel Tzibor, Lesiri Avros Kechovim. Because you want to learn it out now, back to the Surah that's brought for Chet Mavid Zorah. Now, Begufi like Siv, it doesn't say Begufi. On the Par Kain Mashiach Udigomer, we learn it out, the Par Helam Dover, from a Par Kain Mashiach learn it out from. Siv Solahochi Itzvach, Kashi Yuram. Therefore, we need an extra postic by the Par Kain Mashiach to Nehevi command the Siv Begufi. As if it says the Locha clearly, Begufi, the Par Kain Mashiach, that you need these Imurim. So in the head they draw for Lama Behekish, Chayzim Lama Behekish, because otherwise there'll be a problem. If you only know this out from the Hekish, you cannot learn out another carbon from this. So Rava says this, we will learn out the Yisoid, that Dovra Lama Behekish is Eino Chayzim Lama Bekotchim. Therefore, that's to say clearly, by the power of Klei Mashiach, the halachas of the Emurim. So on this, all my labor of Papa and Rovah, so Papa asks a question back to Rovah. It says still to Kasha, the licht of Begufei, let the Torah says clearly in the Pasha of Par Helam Devro, by that code, let the Torah says clearly there has these Emurim. And now to have to learn out from the power of Klei Mashiach, from Lein Akish. So one says no. He calls it Begufei, who would have said Begufei? The Layakish, I would not learn out from Hekish. However, I mean, then I would have thought to say, Dovra Lom Behekish, Chosem Lom Behekish, something you learn out from Hekish, you have the right to learn it out again from Hekish. So if we're told out, he says it this way, to teach us this, you say. For he tell me, maybe you'll say, Nikshe Akushe, that true, let's make a Hekish, Nichon Le, the cost for the Gufei, Midiakish Le Akushe, no, Havada would have been better for Torah to write a Begufei. Havada would have been better to say in the Parashah, Parhelam Dover itself, it has these Emurim. So, why didn't the Torah do it this way? Why did the Torah teach us from Hekish? Is Lachi Kasva Viakshay, therefore, as an extra postulate, learn out from them, Kerpar Kerm Mashiach, Lememra teaches it this Yisoid, that Dover Lama the Hekish, Ein Chayzam Lama the Hekish. That's how Rob learns out this Yisoid. That this is other mokum to learn out, this cloud by kochim, that if you learn something out from a hekish, you have no right to learn it back again to something else with the hekish. Now the Gemara goes to explain the different yisoidis. Dover halomed the hekish, ein chayz alamed the hekish, that's the yisoid by kochim, you cannot learn it back again with the hekish. So how do we know this? In midirevi, midirevina, from these two lemudim we just had, that these lemudim, you cannot learn it over again with the hekish. Now the shayla is what's going to be Dover Lomad Hekish, something you learn out from Hekish, Mal Shayuma Bigzera Shava. Now you want to learn this out to someplace else, not with another Hekish, but with Gzera Shava. Is Gzera Shava better or not? So Toshma, I'm going to bring you proof. Rabbi Nosan Ben Avtunus Omer, he says, Minayin Lepricha Bebegodim Shi Teira. How do I know by the Negoyim that if it's Parachas means it spreads all over the Begid? The Torah spreads over the whole Begid. How do we know that that's the Simen Torah by Begodim? So the answer is, because Nehman Karachas VeGabachas BeBegodim, it says these two types of Simonim by the Begodim, Karachas and Gabachas, then Nehman also says Karachas and Gabachas BeYodim. It also says these Simonim of Negoyim by a person. So Ma'alahala, just by a person, Porach Pekulei Tor, if the Nega spreads over the whole body, it becomes Tor. Is the Afkan the same thing by the Godim also? Torah, the Kulu Torah, the Mega spreads over the whole Begid, the Begid is Torah. Now, the Hosim, how do we know a Gufa by Nodom? The Siv, it says, Mereshoi, the Yad Raglo. So the Mega is from his hands, from his head to his feet. The Iskish, Roshal Regli, or the Hekish, the head to the feet. Ma'al Halam Kulvei Hopach Levin. Torah, the Kulei Torah, here, if nothing spreads weight. He becomes Torah Bekuli is also Torah. Head. That's the simonim of the Gabachas. And the other simonim is upon the or upon the skin. So how do we know the one on one from the other? That's like a Hekish. Shall we see even by an Odom, you only know through a Hekish. And still we're learning it out now with Gzerah Shava back to the Godin. So here you see clearly something you learn out with a Hekish, you're allowed to go and make a Gzerah Shava now. Amir Rabbi Yechon says, Bechola Torah, the rest of the Torah, Kula Lemedim, Lomad Min Lomad. If something you learn out from one place, you can learn it out to another place. Chutz Min HaKodshim, Shein Donin, Lomad Min Lomad. Something you learn out once, you cannot go and learn it out again to a second time. Tim came because it's so, Lo Yoimat Sfein HaBiyoshim. I do not need the Torah to teach me that a Korban Oshim has to be done with Sofim. To be Zoshim, Chatin Oshim, Chatin Oshim, Chatin. So what do we need a special pasuk by Osh the Meimah? That's actually that the Halom Shish and Choyzum Lam of Gzera Shava. You cannot learn out with Gzera Shava. Because not like we were saying before we were saying you cannot learn out with Gzera Shava. So Moshe says no, maybe Yabba Yashim is different. The Dilmun Shem Dikul Mifrach. No, it's not even a good Gzera Shava. Can I ask the question, Ma Lechatish Chem Mechaper Zachai B'Krisis? That maybe Chatis is still better than Noshim. It comes from a Kapor of Chai Bekrisis. Kachikadoshim Yisrael Vetzivay. So yes, first Kashi is maybe killing an Akhon Mechatis. Because Chatis is Mechaperos of Chai Bekrisis. Because I said on both sides, and when you're over there, there's a question on it. I before the goyim is lechut. That's what Yochanan says. The whole latara kula you could learn out. It's only by kochim he says this klal that even a dove lana mehekish he cannot be chayz and learn it out with the gzeirat shava. The other Gemara says dove lama mehekish chayz and lama mekav v'chayma. What's going to be the shalak in the next kav v'chayma now? If you first learned the locha from a gzeirat and now you want to make a kav v'chayma turn it out to something else, can you make a kav v'chayma now? So Gemara says. With the time of the very Rabbi Shmuel.